Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
James Crumbly having his time in court. He is the father of Ethan Crumbly, his wife Jennifer Crumbly, already convicted on the four counts of involuntary manslaughter, and she's going to be getting her sentencing very, very soon. But they're different people, husband, wife, two different roles in the life of their son who executed his classmates at Oxford High School several years back. Joining me to discuss this new trial, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. What do you think is going to happen here? Are we going to see a carbon copy of what happened with Jennifer Crumbly, or is this going to be a very different approach considering what we saw and how it ended for Jennifer?
You know, boy, this is, as we've been talking about, Tony, this is such a tough case. I think at the onset, we might see a lot of similarities and parallels, but as you so eloquently just said, he is a different person, and his involvement in his son's life, I think, is what's really going to take center stage. And that's what, you know, we're going to go where the evidence goes on this one. I mean, it's hard not to imagine him having it turn out like his wife's case, just because, you know, if you're co-parenting, and that's what I think the real trial here will be. Was it co-parenting? Were they equally involved in the son's life? Are they equally culpable for his behavior and knowledgeable about it? And I think that's what's going to be really showcased.
Well, I think some of the question is, you know, were they co-parenting equally, or should they have been co-parenting equally? And at the end of the day, does it really matter to a jury? More so of the were they or should they have been?
Yeah, and I agree. You know, are people, should they be locked up for that keyword you were saying, should have done this, should have been co-parenting. Well, there's a lot of people out there that aren't, and yet they're not being thrown away in jail for the rest of their lives. And so that's the real question here. But it's at the heart of this one, I think, is the firearms issue and the laws surrounding it. And it's a sticky one, it looks like, just because in the state, as I read it, there wasn't a requirement to have the firearms locked up. But if you bring in reasonableness, and this is what's going to, the prosecution, I think, is going to really focus on. Was it reasonable to have a firearm locked up, even though it might not be law, if you're aware of the mental health challenges your son's having? And I think the real crux of this for both these parents is how vocal their son was on wanting help. And they have those text messages, they have that narrative on him. And that was, you know, we talk about our behavior arcs. The son's behavior arc was he was seeking help. And reasonable people say he should have got it, or at least been knowledgeable. The parents should have been knowledgeable and locked up, or at least not even purchased a firearm.
I think that that's the big crux of it. You're exactly right. Is this a reasonable expectation of a parent? Because we look at the mental health aspect of it, and you know, many of us are fairly well versed in it, and we can say, "Oh gosh, if someone came to me with these sort of problems, I would say, yes, let's get you some help." Others may have grown up with a different narrative or have a different narrative in their life as adults, never really had a reason to be engrossed in that, or have had been touched by mental health problems where they would know the direction to even go. It's very stigmatized still in many communities with many people, with many families, lack of education on the topic, a big thing. So you have to take a look at it and go, is it reasonable for them to have understood that because of what their son was saying, that he needed some mental health help? And this wasn't a very cloaked, message from the son to the kids. It wasn't as if he was, you know, really hiding it down and you're not really seeing it and he's always putting on a smile. Literally gave the parents a note saying, "Help me," with a illustration attached of executing his classmates. So is it reasonable for them to have made a choice to get him the help that he needed? I don't know how better it could have been spelled out for them. Even if you have no education in that world and you don't know much about mental health or therapies or anything like that, or counseling, to realize maybe I should go in that direction.
I agree. I mean, he, as you're even describing it again, as every time we read this case, this is one of the most tragic cases I think we're going to cover.
Yeah.
Because everything failed. And it was, and so the path of destruction was all children, you know, from him screaming for, literally screaming for help. I mean, when have we ever seen that in a case where someone was so self-aware enough to know, I need help, please, please, please help. I mean, literally sounding like he's pleading for it, not getting it, and then killing all these kids.
It
doesn't get more tragic than that.
No, it doesn't. I mean, anything that any therapist will ever tell any parent, especially when going through some sort of trauma, is going to be do what is best for the kids. Be there for the kids. Put the kids before you. Now, I understand that they were in a tough situation. It sounds like James Crumbly had recently lost his job. He was very depressed, and rightfully so. That's a human emotion. People can be there, but it sounds like he was really trying to make ends meet as best as he could. Maybe wasn't as present as he wanted to be, doing the DoorDash, I believe, and out quite a bit. But that's the thing. You need to be there for your kids and put them first. Yes, monetarily, you need to provide. You need to keep a roof over their head, feed them. But sometimes it's something I think that a lot of parents will miss and realize that, yeah, the kids still do come first. You may want to have that extra time doing this or that. And I don't know what else he was doing extracurricular-wise, James, but you have to be there for those kids emotionally, mentally. Otherwise, yes, you end up sometimes with kids like this that feel so disconnected from life, that feel so disconnected from family and any sort of support system. And if there's a mental illness underlying there, you get an Ethan Crumbly.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, the school system, the teachers, I mean, it's hard to think that this wasn't the only screaming he was doing for help. It was just to his parents. And so I think there's a lot here. And this is one of those cases that hindsight's not 20/20, or there was red flags we missed. Oh, no.
They were there.
This was screaming for help. And that's why it's, I think that's also why, you know, we were talking on you know, previous episodes, you know, is this setting a bad precedence for parents being accountable for actions of their children? This is, I think, from what we've seen from other cases, this is a little bit more extreme and a little bit more in your face. These weren't red flags being missed. This was a scream for help that was ignored for whatever exasperating situations there might have been in personal life with finances or whatever it is, their own mental health issues. But it's hard not to help hold people accountable when someone is screaming, I'm going to do really, really bad things and I have a problem and I need help.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No